Hazard services will gradually take the place of legacy software in producing operational products, starting with hydro, then winter, marine, and so on. Rather than immediately retiring the legacy applications, however, hazard services was implemented in a way that allows temporary, parallel use of it and legacy applications, formally referred to as interoperability. This means an ability to issue products in one context that are accessible in another. However, it does require that focal points maintain parallel systems so that their operation is consistent with each other. Many configurations are not shared between legacy applications and hazard services, thanks in part to the different file formats used for configuration by each. For example, for the geospatial config thresholds in WarnGen, Hazard Services has its own independent files, which are not synchronized. In general, focal points should expect to front-load some time synchronizing Hazard Services' baseline performance with essential customizations in their own legacy applications. This will not only support functional interoperability while the capability exists, but is a fundamental task in migrating to Hazard Services. To re-emphasize, however, while interoperability with legacy applications exists initially to support the transition to hazard services, the corresponding legacy software product generation will be discontinued sometime after full deployment.